The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. As for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Students, why is our Lord so displeased with the people from Chorazin and Bethsaida, where he speaks so strongly against them? Because they saw the miracles he was doing, they heard the beauty of his preaching, and they would not change. They would not allow themselves to be converted. And you think, gosh, how could that be? How could somebody live with Jesus and not change their lives? But if we're really honest with ourselves, we can be the exact same. There are times where we know that we're doing things that we should not be doing, and we don't want to really change. For example, maybe we have a tendency to gossip about others, to speak about them behind their backs, and we know it's wrong, gosh, you know, we shouldn't do it, but we enjoy it, and it makes us feel good. Or maybe we're somebody in our class who makes fun of other people. We belittle them, and it makes us feel strong, we feel so cool, and so we don't want to stop doing that. Or maybe there's people that we know that we're supposed to forgive, and we're holding on to anger and resentment because we just don't want to let go. I was reading a book not too long ago on St. Maximian Kolbe. And at the end of his life, after he had died, they were searching through his private files. And they found a document that he had written right before his ordination to the priesthood, like a week before. And on that they found he had listed all the goals that he wanted to accomplish during his priesthood. Do you know what the very first goal was? He said, "I want to be a saint and a great saint." He said, "I want to be totally converted. I don't want there to be anything in my life that does not respond to the way our Lord wants me to live." And so if there's anything that comes up and I realize, okay, that's not what Jesus wants me to do, I'm going to do everything I can to change that. Do you know what order St. Maximian Kolbe was part of? Was St. Maximian Kolbe a Jesuit? Was he a Dominican? Clay? He was a Franciscan. So I thought, okay, did he follow St. Francis? When St. Francis was a young man, do you know what? He did not like people with leprosy. He actually, when he would see them in public, he would make fun of them. He would say that they smelled. He would tell them to get away from the town. And then he has this conversion and he knows that he has to change. And he sees the first leper after his conversion. And he's repulsed. He thinks that that person is so ugly. And he feels this in his heart. He knows, I have to overcome this. You know what he did? He walked right up to this person with leprosy and their face was covered with sores. And they're sitting on the ground and he bends down and he kisses the leper on the face. To overcome his repulsion towards that person. And in that moment he was healed. And for the rest of his life he had a great love for lepers. A lady shared with me recently that there are women who treat her poorly. They won't talk to her. They won't smile at her. They won't greet her in public. And she said, for a long time, I thought, you know what? If they treat me that way, I'm going to treat them the same way. And she realized that was wrong. And so now every time she sees these other women, she immediately greets them and smiles at them and asks them, "How is your day going?" Even if they treat her coldly back, she knows she's doing what our Lord asks of her. Students, may we ask our Lord today to convert us completely. And if there's anything in our lives we know, okay, that's not the way Jesus wants me to live, may we have the courage to make the decision to change.